he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny. For he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
Welcome to your personalized deep dive. We've got a lot to cover today. Ancient cities, tattooed coffee lovers, diamond planets. Buckle in.
It seems our listener has an insatiable curiosity, which I can certainly appreciate. Let's dive into the most noteworthy and thought-provoking items.
Okay, first up, imagine strolling through a marketplace like 4,000 years ago in an underground city beneath the Egyptian desert.
This discovery near the pyramids really throws a wrench into our understanding of early urban development. It seems far more advanced than previously thought, especially that potential water filtration system.
Makes you wonder what else we might find buried, you know, beneath our feet. Speaking of things people are willing to go underground for, a Tokyo coffee shop is offering free coffee for life if you tattoo their logo on yourself.
A lifetime supply of caffeine is undoubtedly tempting, but it does raise interesting questions about brand loyalty and how far people are willing to go for. Well, free stuff.
Right. Okay, shifting gears to something a bit more serious, lab-grown organs. Scientists grew a mini kidney that actually functions. Huge implications for transplants, right?
Absolutely. This could potentially eliminate the need for donors and save countless lives. But as with any major scientific breakthrough, the ethical considerations regarding access and potential for inequality need to be addressed.
It's like something out of a sci-fi novel, but it's happening now. And speaking of sci-fi, how about AI that can understand and respond to your emotions?
This new tech could lead to more empathetic and helpful virtual assistants, but it also raises concerns about privacy and the potential misuse of our own emotional data. A double-edged sword, for sure.
Creepy and cool all at once. But while we're on the topic of mind-blowing advancements, how about this? Scientists believe they've discovered a planet made almost entirely of diamonds.
A celestial body composed of pure carbon, crystallized under immense pressure. It does sound like something out of a science fiction novel. This discovery really highlights the sheer vastness and the unimaginable wonders that the universe holds.
I can't even fathom the kind of pressure it takes to create a diamond planet. It boggles the mind. But for our next stop, we're going from the farthest reaches of space to something a bit closer to home, our moon. Recent research suggests that the moon once had a super strong magnetic field, much stronger than scientists previously thought possible.
This finding has really shaken up our understanding of the moon's history. You see, a strong magnetic field is crucial for shielding a planet or a moon from harmful solar radiation. This discovery opens up the possibility that the moon might have been a more dynamic and potentially even habitable place than we once believed.
It makes you wonder if we've been overlooking our own celestial neighbor all this time. But speaking of overlooked possibilities, let's circle back to the topic of artificial intelligence, specifically the potential impact AI could have on the job market. It's a conversation that's sparking both excitement and, anxiety.
It's understandable that people are feeling uncertain. The rapid advancements in AI technology are leading to questions about job displacement. Will robots be taking over the workforce?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's hard not to feel a little apprehensive about the future of work.
While it's true that some jobs will inevitably become automated, it's not a simple case of robots replacing humans. What we're likely to see is a shift in the types of jobs that are in demand.
So what kind of skills should people be focusing on to stay ahead of the curve?
Adaptability and a willingness to learn new skills will be paramount. Those who can embrace lifelong learning and are comfortable with change will be best equipped to navigate the evolving job market.
So it's not just about what you know, but how quickly you can adapt and learn new things. That's good advice for anyone, regardless of their field. But on a lighter note, remember that Tokyo coffee shop we talked about earlier? The one offering free coffee for a lifetime in exchange for a tattoo of their logo.
Ah, yes. A bold marketing strategy, to say the least.
It's certainly sparked a lot of conversation online. Some people think it's a brilliant marketing ploy, while others see it as, you know, a step too far.
It does make you wonder about the shifting landscape of brand loyalty and how far companies will go to stand out in a crowded marketplace.
It's certainly a creative, if not slightly extreme, way to earn some brand ambassadors. But speaking of pushing boundaries, that new reality show where viewers can sabotage the contestants seems to be all anyone can talk about.
It's a fascinating, if not ethically questionable, concept for a reality show. It really makes you question how far entertainment should go in pursuit of, higher ratings.
It's like they've tapped into our innate desire to watch things unfold, even if those things are uncomfortable or unpredictable.
There's definitely an element of voyeurism at play, but it also raises questions about our own role as viewers. Are we complicit in the potential suffering of these contestants for the sake of entertainment?
It's a slippery slope, that's for sure. But on a lighter note, let's talk about something that's getting rave reviews for its creativity. That new Netflix series that reimagines historical figures in modern settings.
I've heard about this. It's a fascinating concept, taking figures like Abraham Lincoln or Cleopatra and placing them in contemporary situations. It's a clever way to make history more relatable to a modern audience.
Exactly. It's like a collision of past and present that makes you see history in a whole new light.
And who knows? It might even spark an interest in history for those who might not have been interested before.
Okay, before we wrap up, I wanted to touch on one more topic that's been generating a lot of buzz lately, the four-day work week.
It's a concept that's been gaining traction, with many companies experimenting with shorter work weeks and reporting positive results.
I have to admit, the idea of a three-day weekend every week is incredibly appealing. But what about productivity? Don't we risk getting less done if we're working fewer hours?
That's the million-dollar question. But some studies suggest that a shorter work week can actually lead to increased productivity. When people have more time to rest and recharge, they return to work feeling more energized and focused.
So it's not about working less, it's about working smarter.
I like it. It's amazing to think that, a simple shift in our work schedule could have such a profound impact on our productivity and well-being. But before we get too comfortable with the idea of the three-day weekend, let's journey back to the extraordinary. Remember that potential diamond planet we touched upon earlier?
Yes, a celestial body composed almost entirely of sparkling crystallized carbon. It's a discovery that ignites the imagination.
It makes you wonder what other treasures are hidden out there in the vastness of space. But for our final stop on this deep dive, we're returning to a familiar destination, one that's been a source of wonder and speculation for centuries, our very own moon.
It seems fitting that we end our exploration where we began contemplating the mysteries of the universe. The recent findings regarding the moon's unexpectedly strong magnetic field in its past have really challenged our assumptions about this celestial neighbor.
It's incredible to think that the moon might have once been a more dynamic and potentially, habitable place than we ever imagined. It really highlights how much we still have to learn about the universe and the celestial bodies that surround us.
Well, that was quite the whirlwind tour of this week's most fascinating discoveries. From ancient underground cities to the ethical considerations of lab-grown organs, from the mind-boggling possibility of a diamond planet to the mysteries still held by our own moon, it's been a thought-provoking journey.
It's a reminder that we live in a world of constant discovery and innovation, where the line between science fiction and reality is becoming, increasingly blurred.
And as we stand at the intersection of groundbreaking technology and age-old questions of ethics and humanity, it's more important than ever to approach the future with both curiosity and a critical eye.
Indeed. The future is not something that simply happens to us. It's something we actively shape through our choices and actions.
So, as you go about your week, I invite you to consider this. If you could step into any of the scenarios we've discussed today, which would you choose? Would you journey to an ancient underground city, witness the creation of a lab-grown organ, or perhaps set foot on a planet made of diamonds?
The possibilities are as limitless as the universe itself.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and never lose your sense of wonder.
For he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny, which nobody can deny. For he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, for he is a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.